Chapter 1. My Early Life. My real name is Archibald Stansfeld Bellamy. In the days of my childhood, everybody called me Archie. But now I use an Indian name, Grey Owl. You probably want to know the reason for this. That's a very long story. I'll tell you about it later. I live in Canada now. I came here many years ago. But I was born far from here, in the town of Hastings, England, in September 1888. My mother's name was Kitty, and my father's name was George. My father wasn't a healthy man, and it was difficult for my mother to care for both of us. For this reason, I lived with my aunts and grandmother. I didn't see my parents very often. School was easy for me. I was a good student, and I also learned to play the piano well. In my free time, I taught myself how to shoot a gun and throw knives, and soon became an expert. Another one of my hobbies was to read adventure and nature stories. My favorite stories were about the Native Americans. There was a forest near our home, and I spent a lot of time playing there. My aunts and grandmother were strict, so I behaved correctly, practiced the piano, and did my homework. But they permitted me to play in the forest and bring home small animals from there. Sometimes, I even brought snakes home. I finished school at the age of 16 and found a job in an office. But it was boring work, and I wanted to do something adventurous. I thought a lot about my future, and finally, I made a decision about it. One evening, I spoke to my Aunt Ada about my plans. "I want to move to Canada," I explained. "My favorite stories are about Canada and Native Americans. I want to see the country and learn about Native American life. I'm 18 years old, and it's time to start my life." "Have you got money to pay for the passage on the ship?" asked my aunt. "Yes, I've got the money," I answered. "And in Canada, I'll find work, I'm sure." Aunt Ada smiled and said, "It'll be very sad for us to say goodbye to you, but I think you'll be happy there." I left my job and said goodbye to my grandmother and my Aunt Carrie. Aunt Ada and I took a train to Liverpool in northern England. From the train station, we went to the port, and I saw my ship, the SS Canada. Some passengers were already on board. I suddenly felt very excited about the journey. "I have to go now," I told Aunt Ada. "It's time to start an adventure." "Goodbye, Archie," said Aunt Ada. "Be happy and successful in Canada. We'll think of you every day." "Goodbye, Aunt Ada," I said, and added, "I'll think of you too." Soon I was on the ship. I turned and waved at Aunt Ada. The ship began to move slowly out of the port. "Canada, here I come," I thought.